Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So anyway, so they have these dolls. And when you go to the back, it says, hey, you should check out, you know, the movie website. Check out wicked.com. Well, if you click on wicked.com, wrong website.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
7:13, fully operational once again. Apologize for the mic issue. Just 1 second, we're talking, and then out. Now back. This morning, the math on President-elect Trump's victory is more clear as he gets set to meet with President Joe Biden. You said Wednesday, is that meeting?
Wednesday, Oval Office.
Arizona and Nevada now projected as Trump wins. It means the president-elect, in fact, carried every one of the much-discussed for weeks and months and better part of a year, the battleground states, including Wisconsin. So it finishes 312 electoral votes for Trump, better than President Biden did in 20, better than Trump's first win in 2016. He's also several million votes ahead in the popular vote, although that is still ongoing, the counting there. Still in question this morning is Congress. Republicans have locked up 52 seats, maybe 53, depending on which news source you look at. ABC is not at 53 yet. They're still saying 52. I believe Associated Press has gone to 53. Either way, still a possibility Republicans reach a 54 to 46 majority in the Senate. But in the House, the math is still uncertain. Majority in the House is 218 votes. Showing the Associated Press projections, Republicans are at 214, Democrats at 203. That would leave 18 seats. And things are leaning Republican, but they're still counting votes. Arizona, California, Washington, and Oregon as well. We know this much. Whoever gains the majority will be slim. And some of those votes, again, because they're coming from California, those are going to be in some instances, although not every congressional district in California, the state as a whole is largely liberal, but not every congressional district goes to the Democrats. So some of those votes will be counted there. Unsure of that margin, but that's a really big meatball still hanging out there, right?
And here we are almost a week later.
And there's no indication at this point when all of those votes will become final or when there's at least enough that any of these agencies can offer a projection as to who wins those seats. So the House remains in question this morning. 7:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Bucks were rolling in the first half.
Giannis the other direction. He's got it on the near wing left. He's going to tee one up from three. And why not? What a start for the Bucks tonight. 13-2. He drills the three.
Yes, first half looking really good at Fiserv Forum against the Celtics. Up as many as 17 points, but then came halftime.
We played a great first 24 minutes, two quarters, and then unfortunately coming out of halftime, we laid an egg.
Yeah, Brooke Lopez. Bucks went really cold.
I don't know if we just weren't right. The energy was off. We let him back in, and obviously with a team like Boston, you just can't do that.
Milwaukee still was able to make a game of it, but ultimately they would fall to the Celtics 113-107. So the Bucks now 2-8, and they play the 2-9 Toronto Raptors on Tuesday at Fiserv Forum.
So statistically worse than us.
Yes, right. There are a couple of those teams. Let's start turning this around starting tomorrow night, right here on WTMJ.
Monday Night Football, if you need it, Dolphins and Rams in Los Angeles tonight. Packers will get back from the bye week and get set for the Bears. Let's take a turn around the NFC North, though, starting with the Bears.
That's the highlight.
There you go. That's all you need. Chicago boat raced by the 3-7 Patriots, 19-3, the final. The Vikings squeaked by the Jaguars, kind of a sleepy game, 12-7, the final in that one. And on Sunday Night Football.
For 52 for the win. It is just good. Just inside the upright. Jake Bates, hometown hero. And the Lions have come all the way back.
Great call. Mike Tirico on NBC Sports. Lions were down 23-7 at the half to the Texans. shut out the Texans in the second, and came back to win 26-23 in a field goal that was appropriately described by Tirico as, like, I might even have grabbed a piece of the upright.
Right?
Just a little rub.
Is this the year? It seems like the football gods are definitely in Detroit's corner.
I said this earlier, though. Like, if this were the Packers, and I'm a fatalist about our teams always, I would be like, we're too hot right now. Like, something's got to give.
You're right? Too good.
Right, we're too good right now. Basketball quickly. We got college hoops action. Marquette playing tonight, hosting Central Michigan. That's an 8 p.m. tip. They'll be at Fiserv Forum. And Wisconsin, the Badgers, 87-56 winners over Appalachian State on Sunday. Badgers host number 10 Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
The week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What will be on the televisions this week? What will be in your news feed, on your timeline, on the Facebooks, on the TikToks, maybe in the newspaper, on the radio?
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Today is Veterans Day, a holiday honoring men and women who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. No mail today. Stock market is open, though. Harley Davidson's going to host a big thing at the museum campus today. Also, there's going to be a big ceremony at the state capitol in Madison, so that'll be pretty cool. Plus, if you're a vet, there are deals out there for you.
Today is Veterans Day, and businesses around the country are giving out special deals to honor those who have served. Applebee's, Chili's, Freddy's, Denny's, IHOP, and Little Caesars are just a few of the many restaurant chains serving up free meals to veterans today.
My favorite, Brandon Snyde, former sports guy here, producer extraordinaire.
Yes.
He said his favorite thing, his favorite gift he ever got on Veterans Day was a free lunch at Applebee's.
All right, man.
My guy.
Good for you.
Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Again, no mail today. Milwaukee Elections Commissions will certify the election results today. The state Supreme Court in Madison going to hear arguments today on the state's old abortion law from 1849. So the debate is whether that old ban can still be enforced. So kind of a formality today. There's going to be some arguing or whatever, but then it's going to take weeks before an actual decision is made on this. Tuesday, yes, you know me. I love these annual stories that we cover. The move-in day stories at UWM or at Marquette, or, hey, first day of school at Nicolet. Let's have everyone walk in there and
walk
the
red
camera.
Carpet. Yeah. Yes, okay.
Well, we have that tomorrow. This is another one of those annual stories. Tree Harvest Day is tomorrow. That's right. So the city will be in the Washington Heights neighborhood tomorrow morning where they will harvest this year's Christmas tree. Really exciting.
This one, at least, I mean, there's a newness to it every year.
You're right.
It's somebody else's location. Tree. It's a different part of the city, different family who's out there in front going, well, you know.
We're really excited about it.
When we moved in, the tree was only this big. And right, this year tree.
Yes.
It'd be great if they're hocking it like at a tree lot. Now, look, this year tree.
You don't want them balsams.
That's right.
All right. So then they'll bring that to Deer District, and that's where we'll have our ceremony later on in the month. The judge who presided over Donald Trump's hush money trial on Tuesday is going to decide whether or not to wipe away the conviction. He's got 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up that payment to Stormy Daniels. And he's got to figure out whether or not he's actually going to go through with that sentencing. He's going to make a decision on whether or not he's going to move forward with the sentencing tomorrow. So the judge's going to have to come up with something. So that will be done. Jack Teixeira, remember him? Jack Teixeira will be sentenced on Tuesday. He's the Air National Guardsman from Massachusetts.
Documents guy.
Yes, pleaded guilty to leaking a cache of documents, including information about Ukrainian military positions. Put that on Discord. He's expected to be sentenced to 16 years under the conditions of his plea deal. That is on Tuesday. President-elect Trump will visit the White House on Wednesday. He and President Biden will have a sit-down at the Oval Office. Oh, to be a fly on the wall for part of that conversation. Also, Senate Republicans will choose a successor to Mitch McConnell, who announced that he would no longer be the Senate leader in the next term. UAPs will be the talk of a House committee on oversight and availability on Wednesday. What's the UAP? Used to be known as a UFO. It's an unidentified anomalous phenomena. So they had these hearings before, and in one case, a couple of different people say that they've seen way too much stuff. Three retired military vets testified at a hearing last year. that the sightings are a national security problem, these UAPs, and that the government's been too secretive about what some of this stuff is.
This is Congressman Grothman of Wisconsin. He chairs this subcommittee, and working with his office, I'd love to have him on.
Oh, nice. To see what's going on here. All right. Happy birthday to King Charles on Thursday. Friday, it's the fight of the year. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, a YouTuber turned boxer. A highly anticipated bout on Netflix Friday evening. Tyson's 57. Paul is 27. 30-year difference between the two of them. I've already been invited to two parties for this. My kids, both my boys have been invited to parties for this, too.
So is this broadcast or is it a pay-per-view?
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
So, yeah, at 7 p.m. I can't imagine their fight starts at 7 p.m., but who knows. Packers and Bears, of course, play Sunday in Chicago. It's Packers-Bears week. At the movies. You see
what I see. Last night, Red One, also known as St. Nicholas of Myra, was abducted.
Are you saying Santa Claus has been kidnapped?
Yeah. Chris Evans and Dwayne The Rock Johnson team up to rescue Santa Claus in the movie Red One. So it looks like an action-packed comedy holiday movie for you to enjoy.
But not like an actual scary like holiday
horror. Oh, no. It's like a fun movie. No, it's fun. Fun movie.
Kind of started that way. So Giannis had some public commentary saying the team needs to get better. We need to try harder. We need to play better. They did not play better. We'll hear from Giannis again in sports at 7:45.
An apology from Mattel, the toy manufacturer. Mattel apologizing after mistakenly printing the web address of the incorrect website on its new Wicked dolls. Of course, Wicked is the movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks here.
It's going to be huge, right?
Right, that's huge. It's based off of the musical, very popular musical, Wizard of Oz and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so they have these dolls. And when you go to the back, it says, hey, you should check out, you know, the movie website. Check out wicked.com. Well, if you click on wicked.com, wrong website. It's wicked porn. That's what it is. No, don't click on that.
Someone had already claimed wicked.com.
Yes. So you need to go to wickedmovie.com, not wicked.com. Totally different place. Totally different. I don't know if there's costumes or themes or anything like that. I've not investigated that, but...
Well, we can't. You can't type that in here.
No, I wasn't planning to.
Right. No, it was for a news story.
People who have already purchased the dolls are advised to discard the packaging or maybe obscure the link with a Sharpie, says Mattel. Hey, just cover up that. Please don't go to that website. We deeply regret this unfortunate error and are taking immediate action. How in the world does that happen? How do you not put the right website? Just assume wicked.com.
It's got to be wicked.com, right? What else would it be? Just put it on there. Did you double click on it? Why would I?
Part one of Wicked debuts in the movie theaters on November 22nd. Second film comes out next year.
This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. At 7:43, Wisconsin's morning news. Sadly, there is a very relevant peg to a story that we've been working on for a week or so already. This is about hijackers, cyber hijackers that come into companies or organizations. They lock up all your data and ask you to pay ransom in order to have that data released to you. This is happening with increased frequency. We've talked about it before on the show, and it's happening now in the city of Sheboygan. The city is dealing with a ransomware attack against its network, and that is ongoing as to how they're figuring out how to deal with that. We'll talk more specifically about that at the top of the hour news, but we have a very real local story here. Someone that you know, you've heard on the radio, who's gone through this and was willing to share in great detail how these things work.
Listen to this. This is just a little snippet. This is Steve Wexler, of course, of Good Karma Brands. He was leading a radio cluster in Illinois when they recently got attacked, cyber attack. And listen, he describes it this way.
I got an email, and the email said, "Dear friends," it was very friendly, "Dear friends, by now you may have realized that your company's data has been breached and locked down, and we're here to help you. And I'm reading this email going, you're here to help me. Who are you? Well, it was the bad guys. The bad guys email you and say, hey, we've done this to you. The email was very friendly and warm. In fact, it said, please don't gnash your teeth. This is not a time for hurt feelings or being upset. We will help you for a certain price, unlock your data, and you guys can all get back to work.
He said there was even a customer service number included. You can call this number and we can help answer some questions as we steal your data and need money now.
I thought it was fascinating how he described that, and that was sort of news to me that that's how they operate. That, like, look, go ahead and cry about it, but this has happened to you, and now we're here to help you get the result that you want. We want your money, and we'll negotiate that price with you. But
and that was actually negotiated. Like, they went back and forth a little bit on how much money to pay.
So more information on both of those stories coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. 7:45, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Bucks looked good. They started strong. They were on their way up 17 over the Boston Celtics at Fiserv Forum in the first half, up as many as 17 points. But the second half occurred, and it would not be. They fall to the Celtics 113-107. So the struggling Bucks now 2-8, pretty much last in the conference other than the Toronto Raptors. They're 2-9. The Raptors come to town tomorrow night, so we got that going our way. You can hear that game right here on WDTM Dre. A little controversy at the game. So during the game, second quarter, Giannis got fouled for an offensive foul. He hit Jaylen Brown really hard. You know, just kind of swung the elbow, knocked him down, got called for it. So as they're heading back across the court, you know, as the Bucks were going on defense, Giannis put his hand out to shake Jaylen Brown's hand, saying, hey, man, you good? And as Brown reached out to shake his hand, Giannis did the whole, too cool, too late. And like,
he did not. The hand swipe on the hair?
Yeah, and then he smiled at him and laughed. So they asked Jaylen Brown about it after the game, and listen to what he says.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win, and that's what we did tonight.
Calls him a child, says Giannis is a child. So then they brought it up to him.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing playing basketball. At the same time, you gotta have fun while playing. I think he's an incredible player.
He says it's a joke, man.
So he didn't do it mean or unsportsmanlike. He just did it like, aha.
Yes, yeah. And he says he does it to his kids all the time. And
I enjoyed it, though. It was fun.
I enjoyed it. Either way.
I'm willing to chalk that up as a misunderstanding, right? Although, again, Giannis has a rep in the league of being, like, overly intense.
Yes. So I could see both sides of this. I do appreciate him having some fun and, like, smiling. You know, yes, it's basketball. It's just a game. Right. I can appreciate
and
that.
And I was goofing on the guy, not being unsportsmanlike.
But I could see how Brown would be like, man, you just elbowed me in the head. And
right.
Now you're playing that? Come on.
Stick with basketball. Marquette at Fiserv Forum tonight, hosting Central Michigan. That's an 8 p.m. tip. Wisconsin undefeated, but it's about to get tougher for the Badgers. They beat Appalachian State on Sunday, but we host Arizona, number 10 team in the land, on Friday. Packers get back to work after the bye week. Got the Bears coming up on Sunday, and the Bears are not good.
Williams to work. Rolling left. Pressure comes down. He goes again. Anfernee Jennings with his second sack today.
Fox Sports on the call Sunday afternoon. It was a boat race. Bears lose to the now 3-7 Patriots, 19-3. Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, was sacked nine times.
Nine times.
Nine times.
Nine times. Bears and Packers at noon on Sunday. Rest of the NFC North won. Vikings squeaked by the Jaguars, 12-7. The Lions won in dramatic fashion. Last second kick, 26-23 over the Texans. The Lions are 8-1. Mark Tauscher joins us next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovator.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill, and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Tausch, Packers back off the bye week. How does that work? Do they come in like today and then you have your traditional Tuesday off day, or does the week look different?
Yeah, it's always, I think, a little bit different depending on when guys get out of town. I would guess normally you would come back, they'd want you back Sunday night. You do like a light kind of get back at it Monday, not a ton of game plan, but you want to get it back to as normal of a week as you can. So you just have a long stretch off, kind of get your mind back into it, get a workout in, you know, get a little bit of on-the-field stuff, and then take your Tuesday off like it's your normal week, and then you kind of reset the tone for the second half of the season. So that would be my guess as far as what they'd be doing.
Is it pretty clear coming off the bye who spent some time getting a little bit better, grinding on the playbook, and who had a really good bye week?
Well, if someone comes back super tan, you have a pretty good idea they had a really good bye week, but I don't think you can do enough destruction in the – now, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong – over 5 or 6 days if you're, you know, just really living it up. No, but you can always tell the guys that, you know, went about their business, and then some guys that would come back and maybe need to hit the sauna. If somebody's sitting in a sauna or really early in the hot tub, you know something's up. That was always – those were kind of – and I always wondered if the front office had all that stuff monitored. But if you'd come in, you know, after a bye week or on a Friday morning and you saw a lot of guys sitting in a hot tub at like 6:50 in the morning or sitting in the sauna before practice, that typically meant some good times were being had. That was typically the indicator as far as how that shook out.
Hey, Tausch, what's your take on what happened at Fiserv Forum on Sunday? So the Bucks fall to the Celtics, but there's a lot of attention now. Jaylen Brown, Celtics star, was upset because during the game, Giannis fouled him really hard in an offensive foul. So Giannis had the ball, threw his elbow, knocked him to the ground. So then as they were transitioning back to play defense, Giannis held his hand out to Brown to say, hey, you know, are we good? You know, my guy. And Brown goes to shake his hand, and Giannis said, oh, too slow, and then like waved his hand into his hair and then smiled at him. Brown was asked about it after the game.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win, and that's what we did tonight.
Giannis is a child is what he said. What's your take on, like, I don't know, the other team trying to tell jokes and have fun during the game?
I think it's always when you win, you can kind of dictate how that whole scenario plays out. When you lose, it kind of goes the other way. So I think everybody understands. And when you hear Giannis, whether it's talking about after he scored 50 or talking about what he does off the court, and he's just a fun loving. And I think he wants to – that's where he wants to live. His life is in that fun. I don't think he wants – you know, to be in squabbles and everything. That's not, I don't think, where he wants to live, but he's a hyper-competitive dude. So I can understand where Brown is coming from on that, where he's probably thinking, hey, you know, he's apologizing or whatever it is. But the bottom line is the winners write the history of it, and right now the Bucks stink. I don't know what else true. You can say. Yeah. They stink. And when you get beat and you do that, you can make commentary how you want, and the Celtics are the defending champs, and they're off to another really good start. So when you just – the ultimate trump card on this is the scoreboard. And whether it's the scoreboard in life or it's the scoreboard that day or your season, and right now the scoreboard is not going the Milwaukee Bucks way. So it could end up looking almost petty from Giannis because that's just how this all shakes itself out. So I can understand – where Brown is coming from, but that's just Giannis's personality, and I think that's how he wants to handle things, is he wants to have as much fun as he can, but unfortunately being, 2-8, not a ton of fun right now in Milwaukee.
All right, so when you played, who is the guy on the opposing team that was telling jokes on the field?
I always say from my end, when there were guys talking smack or really getting in it, I just wanted to do my job. I wasn't – after the game, we'd have some laughs. I never was one of the guys – I didn't want to provoke or get you more intense about what you were going to do because that would make my job more difficult. So if you wanted to crack jokes and, you know, Urlacher was one that – he knew what we were doing. He would have a lot of fun with it, and he would go back and forth with Favre and with Rodgers. Oh, that's great. I'm just going to kind of – I'm going to say, well, if I got to block him, I'm going to go do that. I wasn't going to engage in that. I was more interested in watching that part of it because Urlacher ran a 4-5. I wasn't going to catch him. I wanted to make sure anything that would slow him down, let's try and do that. And if that was what Brett and Aaron were trying to do, thank you very much.
Back to work for the Packers this week. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet, guys.